Welcome to Shomach Shomach and Dav, Shir Spanzo, Lui Nishma, Sam, Biak Hashom, Leah, Bas Yitzchok. We're all in Momitzio, Dav Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara in Mudalek brings the Sugya, it's the only place in Shas that this Sugya is brought, the Sugya of Haboto Behefker. When a person looks at Hefker, is there a kinyan that a person could do by just looking at the Hefker, by looking at the item which is Hefker, is he koine with Haboto or not? This connects us to the beginning of the Masechta, Dav Beis Mudalek. The Tosfos brings there a question. The Gemara says the Beria be'almo loikoni. You cannot purchase things by just looking at them. So asks Tosfos, what's the difference between the Gemara in the Beis Amud Aleph and the Gemara in the end of the Masechta that says habota be'efker koni? So Tosfos answers that here it's not just looking at the hefker, but we talk about it, he does a little bit of a ma'isa kinyan. As the Nachas Dovid asks there in Tosfos, that's not the mashmos in the Gemara over here that he's doing any ma'isa kinyan. Pashut Shai is just looking at it. So he points out to what Rashi says over here, that Abotas Kanye will be dover toirechu v'day toy lekach. Meaning he's not just looking at it. He's actually staring at the item. He's making an effort to look at it, to guard it. That is a Habota that is koine. Just looking at items, not koine it. Habota means to stare at something that it is koine. And this is what the Ramban says clearly in the Beis Amud Aleph. The Ramban says, the difference between Habata Be'efker and Re'iyo that's not Koine is because Habata, which is steering, is Davar Torechu, he's bringing effort, Val Yadoi Tishomer, that's why it's Koine. Avar Re'iyo Be'almoloi. So we see here in the Gemara the difference between Habata and Re'iyo. The difference between steering and seeing. And this connects to the Yisoid in Moshe HaKodesh that the Vilna Gaon brings in Adar Sliyo and the Malbim brings in the Sefer. And they both bring it in a few places. That the difference between Re'iyo and Habato is that Re'iyo is just seeing something easily. Habato is when you stare at something and you're misboinin in something. And both the Gra and the Malbim bring it on the Pasuk, Lo hibit olven biyakoy v'lo ro omol b'Yisrael. And the way the Vilna Gaon explains it a little bit more, in Chavakuk, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, he says, olven means a bad thought. Someone has a bad thought, it's called oven. But omo means when the bad thought comes to fruition and you see what he's doing bad in the world. So lohi beat oven. To see oven, you have to look very carefully. You have to be misboinin to look in the thought of the person that he has in his mind. That's called habata. It's not clear, it's not on the surface. But omo is when things come out to the surface. So there you don't have to do habata. There is enough to see re'iyo to see it. So Bilam says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo hibit oven b'Yaakov. He didn't see the oven, the bad machshavas of Yaakov. For lo raw on the surface, omol b'Yisrael. And the Bais Yaakov, the Redziner, he brings the raya from our Gemara. Habata be'efker kanya, not loshem re'iyo. Because habata means you're steering very much. You're staying with kavano. You have intent. So that's where habata is different than re'iyo. And so brings the Gemara in the pasuk. And the pasuk in Yeshaya that says, "Et poyal Hashem lo yabitu, umay siyod of lo ro." So he says, "Poyal Hashem peula is something which you don't see clearly, so you have to do habot over there." But the mind says, "What you see clearly in the world, there you see real." So the poyal Hashem lo yabitu, they were not misboinin in poyal Hashem, but my siyod of lo ro, they didn't even see it without doing any effort. And that's how the Malbim over there in that pasuk explains the difference between habot and real. He says, Dash Shevdel ben Yiri v'Habato, Re'iyo re'us ha'ay nechushi, what you see clear with your eye? V'yapol gamal re'iyo pisoy misbli kavona, seeing even without no intention. But Habato is tsuma slev al etzem ladas in yonu mehustoy. Habato is you have to have intention, you have to have kavona, you have to have effort to go and see. We find this also in Halacha. There's some things you're not allowed to look at, but if you see Beriyah Be'almo, there's no Isser. Habata means to steer, Re'iyah means to see. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to what's good, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.